Hi,
Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shereen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
This is Destiny Topic.
Okay. Hi, my name is Shereen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
I didn't hear you. The phone broke up.
Can you hear me now? Okay, so my name is Shereen, and I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I think.
Did you sign anything physically or electronically with them?
No.
No? Okay. So without signing anything, it doesn't show that you have legal representation. So did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Can you affirm that?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, myself.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And how are you feeling now?
I'm okay. I'm a little weak. I'm in the bed right now. I'm just a little weak.
Okay. Well, I'll try to make this process as quick as possible for you. I know it's not easy to talk about, but I'm going to ask you all the required questions, okay?
Okay.
Do you by chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
The Fields large B-cell lymphoma.
Okay.
I think.
So I have diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Correct.
And what was the date that you were diagnosed?
The date that I got diagnosed? I would say December 2020. I think it was the 13th.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup at home or at work?
At home.
At home?
In my garden.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No.
Okay, and how old were you when you were diagnosed?
41.
Okay. And how many years would you say that you sprayed Roundup for?
11.
11 years, okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
It was like 2 to 3 times a month, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
A smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and can I get the home address of where you used that Roundup?
1642 West 101st Place, Chicago, Illinois, 60642.
So you said 1642 West 104th?
No, 101st. 101? Yeah, 101st Place.
Okay. So I have 1642 West 101st Street in Chicago, Illinois.
No.
Oh, is it place?
It's 101st. Yes.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so I have 1642 West 101st Place in Chicago, Illinois. Zip code 60643.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you for correcting me. And the following questions are going to be yes or no's based off your past or present, past and present medical history, just yes or no's. Have you had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Have you had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Have you had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And do you have a family history of cancer?
No, I do not.
Okay. And then can I have you spell your first name for me, please?
It's DESTINY.
DESTINY.
Yes.
Okay, and your last name?
Coppage.
Is it the first letter? Is it a Z as in zebra?
No. C as in cat.
C O P
O as in
P.
ox.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A.
C O P P A G E.
Yes,
Okay,
that's
just
right.
want to make sure I have it correct. Okay, and then do you have a suffix in your name?
No.
No? And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And are you currently married?
No.
And can I get your date of birth, please?
9/16/79.
You said September
16.
16,
Seventy
1979. Okay. And can I get your social?
nine. Need my social.
Or
Three
the
three
last.
four.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The last four of two is 8062.
8062. Okay. And
Yeah.
can I get your height and weight?
5'4". I'm 137 pounds.
Okay. And can I get your email, please?
It's my first and last name at gmail.com.
And the phone number I have for you is
That's
773-503-5287.
Yeah.
And can I, is this your cell, your home, or both?
It's both.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
I saw a TV commercial.
Okay.
And my doctor was explaining it to me also.
And what date did you first become aware that your injury may have been related to Roundup? If you had to estimate roughly around a month and year.
You said what date did what? Did I?
Did you first become aware that your cancer may have been related to Roundup?
December 8th, 2020, I would say.
December 8th, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then how many times a year did you use Roundup if you had to estimate a number?
A year?
A year, yes.
I don't know. I used it a lot.
If you had to put a number on it, you said you used it, was it 2 times a month or was it 2 times a week? I forgot.
It was a month, two to three times a month.
2 to 3 times a month? And did you use it every month out of the year, or was it just like the summer, the spring?
I use it summer, spring. I use it in the summer and the spring. So I'll say
about
about
6 months
maybe,
out of the year?
No, because I use it, I'll say about 7 months.
Seven
to
months
eight
in?
months, but
Okay,
I
so
say
If I do the
I
math
don't know about.
correctly. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just wanted to do the math for you.
Stomach hurts.
So if you're using it roughly around 2 to 3 times a month for 7 to 8 months out of the year, that would bring you to about 14 to, let's say, 24 times a year. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay, if you had to pick a number, what would you pick? I can only put a number down, one number.
I say about 14.
14 times a year, okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth? I mean, I'm sorry, not your date of birth. What date did you start spraying Roundup? Roughly around what month and year?
About April of 2009.
Okay, and then what year did you stop spraying Roundup? What month and year?
About 2020 of December, maybe.
Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm. The state you sprayed it in is Illinois.
Yes.
Okay. And then where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied? Was it residential, commercial, a farm, a fence line, a yard?
Residential.
Residential. And then was it like the front and backyard, the sides of the yard?
Yes. The front, the back, the sides. I have a garden.
Okay. And then how were you first exposed to Roundup? Like your first exposure ever?
So are you asking me like
The first time you ever came across Roundup, what was the reason why? Was it because you bought it and used it at home, or were you exposed to someone else or someone else spraying it?
Yeah, I bought it for a weed killer to
And
kill
you
the
used
weeds
it
in my
yourself?
yard. Yeah.
Okay. And how are you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And did you personally spray Roundup yourself? Yes or no?
Yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yes.
And then how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your entire life, if you had to put a number on it?
I say about the 14 times I used it.
So you were only exposed to Roundup in your entire life 14 times?
Yes.
Okay. So based off the math we did earlier, I just want to make sure I have this correct. You said that you sprayed Roundup roughly around 14 times a year. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, but you also mentioned that you sprayed Roundup for 11 years. Is that also correct?
Correct.
So if I do the math correctly, if you sprayed 14 times a year and you sprayed for 11 years, that would bring us to 154 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime. But you just told me it was 14. So I just want to confirm I have
Oh,
that
okay.
correct.
Well, yeah, it'll be the 100 and something.
The
I'm
154?
sorry, ma'am. Yes.
Okay, no worries. Don't apologize. I just want to make sure I have everything correct before moving forward, okay?
Yes.
Okay. So about 154 exposures to Roundup in your life. And then do you get your water from a well?
No, I have city water.
City water, okay. And have you been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
No. And have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No. I'm
Okay.
no.
And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was pre-mixed.
Okay,
It was pre-mixed.
and then what store did you purchase the Roundup from?
Home Depot. Home Depot.
Okay, and do you have any receipts for your Roundup purchases?
I can try to see if I can find them. I have a receipt bag I keep.
Okay.
It should be some. I should have some.
Okay. Did you want me to put yes or no?
Yes. Put yes.
Okay. And do you have any Roundup in your possession currently? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No.
Okay. Have you been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Okay. Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes, I could get one from my doctor.
Okay, but there is a record that indicates that you have diffuse large B-cell lymphoma? Okay.
Yes.
Just wanted to confirm. And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
I'm just a lot sicker. I'm sick. I've changed. I've not been the same. I can't move as quickly as I was moving. It's changed dramatically.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's changed.
But I'm happy to hear that you're still with us.
Me too. I'm just not the same no more, you know. I don't move the same. I don't talk the same. It's just rough, you know.
No, I understand. I do want to thank you so much for sharing that with me, and I hope I can make this process as easy for you as possible.
Yeah.
All right, we're almost done. I just have a couple more questions for you. Can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
It's Dr. Deborah Katz.
And where, what facility was this?
Rush University Medical Center.
Deborah A. Katz?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a phone number for Deborah?
I don't have it in front of me.
It's okay. I can get one on Google if that's easier for you.
Okay. You said you're going to get it or you want me to get it?
It's up to you. Most likely, we might have the same phone number, depending what's on Google. Did you want me to pull it from Google?
Oh, yes, please. Because
okay.
I can't work this stuff like that. I don't know.
It's okay. No worries. I'm looking for it right now. And then is this the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you treated at the same facility as well?
Yeah.
Okay, Deborah does not have a phone number online. Let's see. When did you start treatment for And then I have Rush University Medical Center, and that's located at 1620 West Harrison Street in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60612. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it on Congress?
I'm sorry?
Congress Parkway?
It is not Congress Parkway. Did you want me to find the one on Congress Parkway?
Yes, that's, I think that's the one I was going to.
Okay, I did find it. Is it 1653 West Congress Parkway, Chicago, Illinois?
Yeah.
Okay. Zip code 60612?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for correcting me. Okay,
No, you're
and
welcome.
we're almost done, okay?
Oh, it's okay. I go to sleep now, just.
We'll be done in about 5 minutes, okay? The phone
No
number I have
problem.
for Deborah is 847-570-2112.
Yeah, that
And then,
sounds about right.
okay. And then when did you start your treatment? Was it also in December of 2020?
You said when I started my treatment?
Yes.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Was it the end of December?
The 19th, I believe.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive?
I received chemotherapy.
Okay.
I got some pain medicine and I don't, I, immunotherapy.
Okay. Anything else?
That
Okay. And then for your current
was
address, is it the same address where you sprayed Roundup?
Yes.
The 1642 West 101st Place in Chicago, Illinois?
Yes,
Zip
that's
code
correct.
60643.
Yes.
Okay, and then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
My daughter, it'll be my daughter.
Does she live with you or no?
So, yeah.
Yeah? And do we have permission to contact her if needed?
Yes, please.
And can you spell her first name for me?
JORDN.
JORDN. And last name?
It's the same as mine.
Okay. Is your daughter's name Jordan?
Yes.
Okay. Is there an A in there or no? Just want to confirm.
No, it's
No?
JOR. Yeah, DN.
DN? Oh, okay. That's a cool way of spelling it. I've never seen it spelled that way. Right. So I'm going to review the documents with you and then I'm going to send them over to you. I need a couple signatures from you, okay? If I'm going too fast or if something sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay. You gonna email me?
I'm going to email and text it to you, okay?
Oh, okay.
But before I do that, I just want to confirm all the information I have here. So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed roughly around December 13, 2020. You sprayed Roundup at home at the home address of 1642 West 101st Street Place in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60643. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 11 years. I have your first name as Destiny, D-E-S-T-I-N-Y, last name Coppage, C-O-P-P-A-G-E. I have the last four of your social as 8062, and I have your date of birth as September 16th, 1979. I have your height as 5'4", 137 pounds, and I have your email as your first name, last name at gmail.com. I have your phone number at 773-503-5287. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 14 times a year. You started spraying roughly around April 1st, 2009 to December 1st, 2020. You sprayed residentially in Illinois. You sprayed the front and backyard, side yard, and garden. You were exposed directly, and you personally sprayed Roundup yourself. You've had roughly around 154 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime, and you purchased a premix from Home Depot. You do have receipts of your Roundup purchases. And I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Dr. Deborah A. Katz, located at Rush University Medical Center. The address I have is 1653 West Congress Parkway in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60612. And the phone number I have for the for Dr. Deborah is 847-570-2122. You started your treatment roughly around December 19, 2020. You did chemotherapy, immunotherapy, as well as pain medication. I have your current address as 1642 West 101st Street Place in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60643. And I have your emergency contact as your daughter who lives with you. Her name is Jordan, spelled J-O-R-D-N. And last name Coppage, C-O-P-P-A-G-E. And the last thing I need is just a phone number for Jordan.
Okay. Her phone number. 872.
Yeah.
You ready?
872?
Oh, okay. You got it. 985.
985.
7590.
7590. So I have 872-985-7590.
We have someone coming in. I want to have people's information.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to send you these documents by text and email. Is there anything you'd like me to change or correct on these documents before I send them over to you?
No.
No? Okay. The system's generating them now. I just need a couple signatures from you before moving forward, okay?
Okay.
Should take less than like a minute to sign the documents. If you have any questions or concerns, let me know. But you're going to get a text that says DocuSign Mass Tort Strategies, and it's going to have my name on it, Shireen. You might even see my picture in the top right corner. And then I'm also going to send you a text with my information. If you have any questions or concerns, that's going to be your main point of contact, okay?
Okay.
But go ahead and look at the text and click on the link in the text. Just follow the directions. It's going to ask you for a couple of signatures. And then let me know once you're done, okay?
Okay. What is the form?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm reading.
Oh, no worries. How's it going?
We're still fine. Okay, I think I'm good.
Okay, let me check on my end. Okay, perfect. Destiny, what I just went ahead and did, I just received your documents. What I just went ahead and did is I just texted you from a 949 number. That is my direct line. If you have any questions, any concerns, anything like that, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay? With that being said, the attorneys are going to review your documents. They're going to contact you, and they're going to verify the case with you, which is about like a 5-minute phone call. I don't know how soon they'll do it. Technically, 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days. It just depends on how busy they are. But just keep in mind that they can't get started on your case without speaking to you. So also keep that in mind. Just be on the lookout for their call. With that being said, Destiny, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I hope I was able to make this process as easy as possible for you. I'm happy that you're still here with us. And again, I got the pleasure of speaking to you. So I do want to thank you so, so much for sharing everything with me. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Okay, thank you. You too.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.